Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be with you once again this morning. And I want to share some few things with you that I believe would really help you to do what God has called you to do very well. I'm talking about why people go to hell. Why people go to hell. You know, God does not desire for any man to go to hell. Not at all. Jesus, in talking to his disciples, said that God made hell for the devil and his angels. He did not make it for any man. He made it for the devil and his angels. You see, but why are people going to hell? People are going to hell because of just one simple thing. Just one simple thing. You see, if you read in John 3:16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world," this is Jesus talking, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life." But have everlasting life. You see, so when you believe in him, you have everlasting life. Then verse 17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world." You see, so it's categorically mentioned and stated here. God is not interested in condemning the world. He's not interested in putting the world into judgment and putting them into hell and consequently into the lake of fire. Okay? Then he says, "But that the world through him might be saved." So he sent his Son so that the world through him might be saved. Then he says in verse 18, "He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." This is the reason why condemnation comes upon men. You see, the ultimate condemnation that takes people to hell. Hallelujah. This is the reason. This is the basic reason. Nothing else can put a man into hell apart from not believing in the name of the Son of God. Hallelujah. That is why it's so important we preach the gospel. It's so important we preach the gospel. People are going to hell because they've not believed. They've not received Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. They've not believed in his name. You see, when you read in John chapter 16, verse 7, Jesus was talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit and the job of the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit with us, what he was going to do with us. You see, he says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, or it is more advantageous for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." Then he says, "And when the Holy Spirit has come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment." Then verse 9 says, "Of sin because they believe not on me." Of sin because they believe not on me. So what is the number one sin? What is the sin that puts people into hell? The sin that puts people in hell is the sin of not believing Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior. That is all. This is why people are going to hell. You see, angels cannot preach the gospel. No angel in heaven or in earth can preach the gospel. There was a day God wanted to save a man called Cornelius. But he sent an angel to go to Cornelius and tell him to go and invite a man that will come and tell him words by which he shall be saved. The angel came to Cornelius but could not preach the gospel to him. But told him, he directed him. The job of angels is to mobilize people for salvation. That's what they are supposed to do. And they do. They mobilize people for salvation. They engineer for people to meet people. The Holy Spirit cannot save anybody on his own. There was a day Philip was used by the Holy Spirit to save an Ethiopian eunuch. You see, the Holy Spirit told Philip what to do. He told him what to do. He told him to join himself to the chariot that was moving and show the man what he was supposed to show to him. But Philip was the one who went to go and preach the gospel to the man. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit teams up with you and I to help us to save people, to save lives, to preach the gospel, because this is the power of God. You see, he says, it's of sin. The Holy Spirit reproves the world of sin because they believe not on me. They believe not on me. That's the reason why they are going to hell. And the power to take someone out of hell and bring the person into heaven is in your mouth. When Jesus spoke about greater works than these shall you do, he was not talking about raising the dead because he raised the dead. He was not talking about opening blind eyes because he opened blind eyes. He was not talking about making the lame walk. He made the lame walk. Even the maimed, you know, when we say someone is maimed, it means the person's leg is chopped off or their hand is chopped off. Their legs and their hands grew out. So what are you going to do that is greater than that? The greater works that he spoke of was the work of getting people saved. The ability to take someone from hell and bring the person into heaven. Save someone from going to hell and bringing the person to heaven. That is the greater work. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 1 verse 16, Paul mentions this, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ." You don't have to be ashamed, because that is the power of God unto salvation. It is in your mouth. What to prevent them from going to hell is in your mouth. It is in your mouth, wherever you are today. So make an effort to save a life, to win a soul. This is the greatest work you can ever get yourself involved in. Hallelujah. This is the reason why they are going to hell, because they don't believe in the name of the Son of God. And you have the ability to prevent them from going. I see you winning souls today. In Jesus' mighty name. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.